Are you a fan of English? Maybe you saw something lost in translation on a restaurant menu or while you were enjoying an overseas holiday. A new exhibition called Sign City, featuring over 100 examples of these quirky signs, has made its way to Sydney's Darling Harbour after touring the world. To find out more about it, we are joined by creative producer Michael Cohen of the Sydney Harbour Foreshore Authority. Good morning, Michael. How are you doing?
Good morning. Yeah, going fine.
So what's the story behind these signs? Where are they from and how do they make their way into the exhibition?
Well, look, so there's this guy called Doug Glansky, who's an American guy who actually lives in Sweden. And he's a travel writer, actually. And he's written a few books for Lonely Planet. Mm-hmm. And one of the books he wrote was called Sign Spotting. And it was a collection of wacky signs that he had seen and other people had seen, and they'd sent him the photos. And he kind of just sort of threw it together, thinking it was a quirky thing, because it's one of those things you notice when you're traveling, I guess. And it was a runaway success. People just loved the book. It sold out, all that sort of stuff. And so then he was like, oh, it'd be great if I could recreate those signs and then put them up as a kind of installation. And so that's what he did. And he made this exhibition and he put it up at, in Stockholm. And then it got really popular, went to the Edinburgh Fringe Festival. And then somebody in Abu Dhabi wanted one at the same time, so he had to make another round of signs. And so it just became this really popular thing. And he got in touch with me last year and was telling me about it because he always wanted to bring it to Sydney, but something fell over and he was like, oh, it'd be great if we could get it up. So, and I just saw it and said, oh, look, it's the kind of thing that you know will grab people's attention and you know that they'll think it's a strange kind of bit of a funny thing to look at.
Yeah, it's obviously got universal appeal. As you sort of described, he's travelled all around the world. Why do you think people are attracted to these kind of weird sort of lost in translation signs?
Well, look, a bunch of them are lost in translation signs that I guess, you know, really it's a bit culturally specific. I guess it's largely English-speaking people reading signs that have been written by people from other countries who are trying to do their best for English speakers, you know, they're kind of making an effort for English speakers. And sometimes, as we know, that just goes astray. And I think if we were to look at any of the signs that English speakers make for Japanese people or, you know, whatever, for people who read Arabic or whatever it is, I'm sure that we would go much further astray. It's just we probably don't try as much, to tell the truth, you know. And so I think that's part of the attraction, is just to see. You're seeing a language spin, which is funny sometimes, but also you're seeing that people think differently. You know, you're seeing, oh my God, like, people just think that's how you do things, and that's great. You know, that's kind of what travel is about, isn't it?
Yeah, and I suppose, as you mentioned, there are a lot of signs which are English, but also just some signs with some really sort of wacky diagrams or people encouraged to walk in different ways. How hard is it to get a sign right?
Oh, well, look, I think what's right for some people is not right for others, too. So there's a bunch of things there that, obviously, you know, there's one sign of somebody getting off a ski chairlift, and the chair is kind of whacking this figure up the bottom. And obviously, you know, the message is there, but just graphically the way it's been represented is kind of funny.
Mm.
So, yeah, there's a bunch of that, and like you say, there's a bunch of things where it just doesn't make sense. It's like they've got stop, and then at the same time they've got no stopping. So stuff like that just happens. And so actually what we're doing in line with the exhibition is a whole range of workshops for kids to come and make their own sign, or to interpret those signs, and then also to make their own signs. And that's because a lot of kids think, you know, they see the world in a very different way. You know, kids see things differently. And so it's a great thing for us to work out how kids see their world and how kids see their city, how they navigate the city, and what sense they make of it. And that's a really great, you know, whenever you talk to kids, you go, oh, right, I never thought of that. So that's a great shift perspective thing also. And so that, you know, we started them on the weekend, those workshops. And the kids just go gangbusters, you know, it's going gangbusters in there, and they'll be all right through the holidays.
I reckon if a few kids designed more signs around Sydney, it would be a much easier place to navigate around. That's my opinion. But
well, it'll be a lot of fun.
That's exactly right. It's a fantastic little exhibition happening down there on Darling Harbour. It is called Sign City. Thanks so much for joining us on 2SER this morning.
No worries, Mitch. Have a good one.